Wowzers indeed. So I have been really looking forward to this interview for a very long time. We've got Cassie McDonough joining us right now to tell us all about Cookie Madness. Cassie, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Andy, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about Cookie Madness.
And we're happy to have you on to talk about Cookie Madness. Now, there are some layers here. And
yes.
I know that people are listening thinking, okay, cookies. They listen to the show and think this guy talks about food all the time. But there are some different wrinkles. Like I said, some different layers. So I want to open the floor here for you to give you a chance to explain what Cookie Madness is exactly and who all is involved and how it all works.
Okay, so Cookie Madness is a bracket-inspired competition, and it's hosted by StoryPoint and Independence Village Senior Living. So we are senior living communities all across Michigan and Ohio, and what Cookie Madness is we actually created a bracket, and we worked with all of our residents to have them submit their favorite cookie recipes, family recipes, recipes that have been passed down, and we had them submit it. And then what we're doing is over a series of five different events, we are voting on the best cookies, and they're moving through a bracket. And ultimately, we will vote on the greatest cookie in the cosmos, and we will determine the best cookie that was submitted.
Outstanding stuff. That's got to be a lot of fun for you guys to go through that and try and put these brackets together. And I'm sure you've probably been privy to a lot of these recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. You were telling me off air that this is the first year that you guys have done this. How did this idea all come together?
So, yeah, so this is our first year. It's been really fun to plan and be involved with an event on such a grand scale as well. But how it came about is pretty simple. We have, so StoryPoint Independence Village, we have a food truck. And we got this food truck 2 years ago. We wanted to take the great food that we serve to our residents and share it with the world. So we have this food truck that travels around, and we decided that we really needed a signature dessert. And normally what you would do is, you know, open a cookbook, talk to some chefs, find some good recipes, test it out, see which one works, and go with it. But we decided, and what we realized was, hey, we have all these residents who have amazing recipes and who have all these great things to share with us, so we decided why not let the residents determine what our dessert is going to be. So then from there we said, okay, how are we going to figure this out? How are we going to collect the recipes? And that's where the idea, we have a lot of sports fans around here, so that's where the idea for Cookie Madness came, based on the March Madness concept of brackets. So really that's what came of it. And then when we do crown the National Cookie Madness champion, that cookie will actually be on our food truck for the year.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm following this correctly. So every branch, or every location rather, comes together to put together what they believe is the best cookie. So each individual location works together to create this, right?
Yeah, so basically what it is it's four events that are located at our community. So we just finished the first round. So each community had 10 cookies that they voted on. And then what will happen now is the residents will vote on a cookie to represent them in the bracket that all of our communities are competing against each other.
Wow, okay. So how many judges are involved in this, too, and who do you have to know in order to be a judge at these locations? I would imagine that's a pretty
so
hot ticket.
We need some celebrity judges, so I think you qualify. So we could talk offline about that. So we have actually two different ways that we're voting. So on the first two rounds, it's purely by numbers. So we're having the residents vote, people from the outside, we invite everyone to come in and vote on it. And then for the two finalists, so to determine your community cookie, and then to determine the overall greatest cookie in the cosmos, we have a panel of judges, and we have a scorecard based on several different factors, crumbliness, flavor, different things like that.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Cassie McDonough about Cookie Madness, and well, we're having a blast talking about Cookie Madness and the history behind this, and it involves Independence Village and StoryPoint Senior Villages, so obviously a lot of cool things go into this whole process. What kinds of cookies have been produced as a result of this competition? And, well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess as you have the brackets in front of you, you know the results. What
sure
has been
do.
Produced as some of the favorites here?
Okay, so we had over 200 recipes submitted, which was really great. We really had an amazing turnout. Some of the most wonderful stories. We had residents who maybe normally don't really participate in activities actually come out and submit recipes and get really excited. So that's been an amazing thing to see, is our residents getting so excited about this, as well as the staff are super bought in. So we've had recipes that are more than four generations old. We went into it pretty much knowing that, hey, we're going to have your chocolate chips. They have proven to be pretty popular. We have several different variations of chocolate chips, so that's been fun to see. And then one of the ones that we weren't expecting but very popular is we had a really big turnout for the molasses cookie.
Molasses?
So, yeah, molasses cake. It's coming in hot. So we had two finalists right now that we have that are molasses cookies, and we had a significant amount of recipes that were submitted that were molasses. So that was one thing that we found that we were not expecting.
Holy cow. Okay, I would have never expected molasses to come out of this.
And then, so we have the first round. So we're down to 64 cookies now. And some of the more interesting ones, let's see here. We have the orange creamsicle cookie, Swedish spicy cookies, sunflower seed cookies, sweet bees brandy cookies. We have a graham doodle chocolate chip cookie. And then, oh, here's a good one, Mexican wedding cookies. So we have so many different cookies. It's been so fun to see the different amounts and the just really creative recipes that they have. And Andy, just so you know, too, we have a website, cookiemadness.com, where we have an actual live bracket. So you can see all the different cookies that make it to the next round.
Okay, you said something that really stood out to me there, and I have to ask you about this. A Mexican wedding cookie. What exactly goes into the making of a Mexican wedding cookie?
So it's actually a family tradition that came down. So I don't have the ingredients in front of me, but apparently, because I asked about that one, apparently it is a very popular cookie.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm awfully intrigued. And see, I'm looking at the bracket right now, and I see some very, very interesting matchups here. I see will not last sugar cookies. I see the old-fashioned molasses one, which you just mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Guess again. What is a Guess Again cookie? There are some pretty interesting names on this list.
There are some really interesting names. And what's really fun about it, too, is at the end of this, we are going to be doing a cookbook. So every recipe that was submitted, regardless of whether or not it made it, will be put into the cookbook. So, and that will be downloaded for free. So you can go and download and get all of these different recipes.
Very
so
cool
which
stuff.
One were you asking about specifically?
So I've got two I'm interested in right now. You mentioned the Mexican wedding one, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Guess Again cookies. I'm intrigued by the name alone, by Guess Again. And then, boy, I mean, we could spend the next hour talking about all the cookies that I see on here. But, I mean, there are so many interesting ones. There's an orange creamsicle one on here, a blueberry drop one as well. But the Guess Again one, I just have to ask because I'm not really sure what's in a Guess Again cookie.
Okay, I'm currently feverishly texting my people to see if I can get details on the ingredients, but I did find out that Mexican wedding cake is vanilla and almond are the two main ingredients. So I'm not sure where the name comes from, but that's what the ingredients are for that one.
Okay, well, that sounds
and
awfully
intriguing.
And then
I'm working on Guess Again.
Okay, that's all right. Well, hey, and you know what? If we don't get to Guess Again by the end of the interview, our listeners can visit cookiemadness.com. You can click on the bracket, and you can see the different kinds of cookies that are involved in this competition. Now, I've got to ask as well. I would imagine that you mentioned over 200 recipes have been submitted. I think that talks about the wild popularity that's come out of this as well. What kind of effect has this had on the residents?
It's been so fun. If you go on any of our Facebook pages, you can see the pictures, but the response from the residents has been my favorite part of this whole thing. Even just sitting down and hearing the stories that are coming from these recipes, because it's not just the recipes, it's the stories behind them. We had one story, a resident in Frankenmuth, he submitted his recipe cookie, and we learned that when he submitted it, he actually left home at a really young age and taught himself how to cook. And he actually created this recipe and learned how to bake on his own when he was like 13. So we've just heard all of these amazing stories, and that's probably been like the most fun part of this, specific to the molasses cookie. One woman wrote about the story on what molasses used to be and how it was really popular on the farm. And when the men would come home from working on the farm, all the women would get together and they would make these molasses cookies, and they were the favorites. So that's been, I think, the best part of Cookie Madness, is hearing the stories that come with all the recipes that were submitted. I will say, too, what's been interesting is we have a competitive group. So that part has been fun, too. We are, you know, making sure that we keep everything anonymous. That's been really important. It's all about the cookie. It's not about the baker. So that's been a really fun part of it because they are definitely getting super into it.
Have you noticed some collaboration? I know that everybody's got their own recipe and everybody's got their own ideas to what that perfect cookie should be, but has there been a lot of collaboration? Do you see residents working together on a lot of these?
Yeah, they are absolutely coming together. One of the really cool things that's happened, too, is we've had residents really partner with other residents to maybe submit recipes on their behalf. So if they have a recipe and someone else, you know, wants to participate but doesn't really have a recipe that they can use, then we've seen residents help giving their recipes to other residents. We've also seen something that's really cool, family members actually working and with their parents who might live in the community to rebuild a recipe. We also had a chief cookie officer who is available, and she can help with if you maybe remember a recipe but don't quite know all of the ingredients, we can work with you to help recreate that recipe as well. So it has been really cool to see all the residents come together, and we've had our Aurora community, we have cheered competitions and we have cheerleaders that are happening, and it's been really cool because we've had recipes being like overnighted to make sure they get there in time so that we can make the recipe. So it has been really cool to see how involved the residents are being and how supportive they're being of each other as well.
And for those here in this area, if you're wondering, Avon Lake has their Sweet 16 on April 6th from 6 to 7:30. Are these events open to the public?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All we would ask is that you RSVP. And so you can go on our Facebook page. All of the events are on Facebook, so you can RSVP there, or you can just give the community a call and let them know you'll be on the way. But the more, the merrier.
Very good stuff. And actually, you guys have, this is actually perfectly detailed on your website, cookiemadness.com. For those out there that are listening right now, if you go to the bracket page or you go to the events page, you can see the Avon Lake and the Aurora locations, both right in our wheelhouse. You guys actually have that highlighted where you can go to Facebook, you can RSVP on there, so you guys have that laid out perfectly. That sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. And April 6th, well, that's a pretty popular day around here because that's the home opener for the Cleveland Indians, too. So, you know, there are a lot of things working in your favor here for that particular day, too. So it sounds like the residents are having a heck of a lot of fun with this. And, Cassie, we've had a blast talking about this. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us some of your time. And I know we threw the website out there before, cookiemadness.com. Are there any other ways for our listeners to kind of get more information on what's going on here?
Yeah, you can call the community directly. I can give you that phone number. It's 440-930-7100. You can call them and ask for more information. You can like us on Facebook, too, because we not only have the events, but we'll be posting updates. So there's a ton of different ways to get in touch with us.
Very good stuff. Well, hey, the entire station says thank you to you guys for donating some cookies here as well. I mean, you guys loaded us to the gills with these chocolate chip cookies, so they didn't last very long. There might be a couple out there in the break room still, but we made sure to spread the wealth here. But thank you guys again for that very much. And Cassie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Andy. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you again. Cassie McDonough joining us talking about Cookie Madness.